this time I'd like to introduce our second speaker, Rob.
All I hear, my name is Rob and I'm an addict. All I hear is Carolyn saying, leave those people alone. Like she telling me to leave y'all alone. You know what I mean? I need to leave y'all alone because I'm very opinionated. I think I got the answer to cancer. Yeah, I'm like that. And some people let me know on a regular. You know, last group contest I was in, they said, we got a lot of strong personalities. You know what I mean? I said, why are they talking about me? You know what I mean? I know she was talking about me. I know it, you know. I'm originally from Philadelphia in Camden, New Jersey. I now live in Landover, Maryland. And I've been living there. I said now, like I just got there. Yeah, I've been there since 95. I've been in D.C. since 88. I've lived in this area longer than I lived in Philly or Camden. But I'm from Philly and Camden, New Jersey. I ain't letting it go. You know what I mean? And my home group is Progress in N.A. at 12 noon. I just got this home group about 5 weeks ago. What area is that, Kenny?
Montgomery area.
Yeah. Now, my other home group, right, now, you know, because they go to controversy, right? Somebody's like, you only got one vote. You know what I mean? And I only vote one time. But my other home group is Recovery on the Go, right? It's a phone line meeting that we started 5 years ago, right? And we're connected with the western area of Atlanta, right? We just celebrated our 5th year anniversary. And we got members from all over the United States and abroad.
That's right.
A lot of those members that no longer can make it to meetings. You know, like Jimmy K's sponsees,
yeah.
They my home group members. Mm-hmm. And we do meetings, right, for people sick and shut in,
That's right.
Truck drivers, people living in rural areas, parents that need to be home more. We provide an outreach service. A lot of people say, those phone meetings, that ain't real. We register with the World Service Office. Sunday night, we do an open discussion. Right, Tuesday night, the first Tuesday, we do steps. The second Tuesday, we do traditions. The third Tuesday, we do concepts. And then the fourth and fifth is chairperson's choice of literature. Friday night, we just got finished the cycle of Living Clean and Journey Continues from cover to cover. We study. We don't read and then share. We study. That means dictionary, ask questions, use other material, you know, mean. And right now we voted Sunday to do in times of illness. And then when we finish that, we're going to do Living Clean, the Journey Continues again. I've done the symbol at this convention. My clean date is July 10th, 1990. Right? This year, I'll have 25 years clean. If God willing. You know, I'm going to show up. Okay? So I was sitting there and I calculated because they had this thing on the thing, right?
Yeah.
The thing on the thing. They had it on the name thing, how many days? 9,041. I've never really calculated days. You know what I mean? I was like you. You know, the key tags, right? First they gave me a real bright orange one. Then I saw people with a green one. And I said, I'm going to get one of them. Because I'm real competitive.
Yeah,
you know? And then, like, what we used to do in the D.C. and Maryland area, Virginia area, we used to line our key tags up on our jeans, right? And we have all the different colors, right? And when I got that glow-in-the-dark one, it was over. I've arrived. We need to start having presidents. You know what I mean? I want to run. You know what I mean? And, you know, stuck on myself. Self-centeredness is the core of my disease. You know what I mean? And when I had 6 months clean, I went to my sponsor, Jonathan, and I said, yeah, man, I want to have my anniversary, you know, and this and that. He said, you got 6 months clean. Who knows if you're going to be clean for, you know, another 6 months? You're on a speaking band. I said, you know, he hating. You know what I mean? Why he hating? You know what I mean? And I was on a speaking band for 6 months, and I'm going to tell you, the speaking band thing going to come back around. Because I'm supposedly on the speaking band now. And I'm going to tell you how that originated. Right? But for 6 months to 9 months, I was on the speaking band. And I'm going to tell you about something I'm dealing with in my home group now. And at that time, when I had a year clean and I celebrated, my mother came down because I'm the baby boy. Right? And, you know, I'm a mama's boy. Right? And I used to go home every weekend to go to church with my mom, right, the Sunday school and church, and she used to introduce me to the deacons and say, this is my son Bobby. And I stick my chest out. You know what I mean? And that made me feel so proud that she wasn't, you know, hiding me no more. You know what I mean? And I'm going to share why that's significant. You know? One thing my sponsor said, and all we had was the white book and the basic text. He said, Rob, we need to get to some spiritual principles so that you can learn how to live this program. He said, knowing it is real good, but you need to find some spiritual principles that is going to help you live this program. He said, I have mine. You might have similar ones that I have, but you have to get the ones that's going to get you where you need to go. Right? So, I said, I'm ready for steps. I had 9 months clean. And my great-grand sponsor had came to me because my great-grand sponsor, and all my sponsee brothers, we used to go to the same meetings 7 days a week, right? And he said, Rob, this was in 1991. He said, Rob, the fellowship is about to blow up. Mm-hmm. Staying clean is now fashionable. It's what everybody want to do. You're going to have to sponsor some people. You need to get your fourth step done. He said, you'll live it as you go along, but I need for you to understand it so that you can apply it. So what I did was I went to my sponsor and I said, yo, man, you know, because I was still, you know, 25th and Dime in North Philly, right? Yeah. I said, yo, man, I need to work those steps. You know what I mean? And he looked at me and he said, go get the book. I'm gonna work the steps. I got the book. I came back like a little kid. Like, here it is. He said, open it up. I opened it up. He said, what you see? I said, I see it says Narcotics Anonymous. Then he said, look at the cover. And on the side, it says, it talks about, if you find this book, give yourself a break and read it. He said, have you read it? I said, not yet, but we be reading it in the meetings when I go and doing stuff out of it. And he said, okay, turn the page. He said, what you see? So I didn't see nothing, so I turned the next page. I guess he meant the next one. He said, why you skip over the page? I said, there was nothing there. And he said, that's what you know about Narcotics Anonymous. He said, what you need to do is start at the symbol. This book, this program don't start at the steps. He said, how are you going to get to the solution, which is in the steps, if you have not identified the problem? I said, okay. All right. Because, see, I graduated high school at the age of 16. I came down to D.C. and went to Howard University. I majored in microbiology, biology, and botany with a minor in chemistry. Right? So I was like, you ain't saying nothing, homie. You know, it was like another challenge. You got the right one. You know what I mean? So, you know, I got to the symbol. And he told me I had to have a dictionary. And I'm like, I'm looking at the symbol and I'm like, it's not that hard. Matter of fact, it ain't even a full page. So I started to read it. And those words, like imitates, esoteric, condemnations, manifestations, I just read it, and he was, you know, I was like, okay, I got it. So we got together, and he asked me, what does imitates mean? I said, imitation? He said, no, imitates. I said, that's like following something else. He said, you got lucky that time. He said, what does esoteric mean? I was like, esoteric, and I didn't know. You know, known or understood by a small few, select people. Condemnations. We're talking about the spiritual things. For me, there's no spiritual part of the program. I found in my life that it's all spiritual. My first sponsor, Jonathan, says to my sponsor from Baltimore, Brock. And my first sponsor, Jonathan, said that, excuse the expression, but I'm going to say it and I'm going to go ahead and cuss. He said, taking a shit is spiritual. It's all spiritual. So don't talk about the spiritual part, you know, and the manifestations, you know, because, you know, when we look at the symbol, when other people look at the symbol, we look at a medallion. First we say, now y'all know y'all did because I did it. It looked like a diamond. Yeah. It's a square. Yeah. But see, that looked like a diamond and a circle. Because I said, AA got the triangle and we got the diamond. Right? But no. So that circle is universal and total. That means that it has all room in this program for all manifestations of the recovering person. Manifestations. Everything with you. Anything that is manifesting in your life. Right? The total program. That means that this program can deal with anything. But if you're like me, you're going to need some outside help. You know what I mean? Because I'm hard-headed. You know what I mean? And then we got the square, which is the foundation. The foundation, right? Goodwill. It says it. It's about goodwill. What is goodwill? Doing service for the right reasons. There we come to service.
Come on now.
Don't let the service do you. Do the service. You know what I mean? Because we want service positions that don't have a title. We want service positions that don't have a name. Then it's like true service. Like doing something for someone and not letting them know you did it. That's service. That's service. That's the kind of service I'm talking about. Like realizing that the traditions is for the individual and the group, and the concepts are designed for the service structure. Knowing that, so long we wrapped those traditions around service that we confused it. And thinking that there's spiritual principles in the concepts when they're service principles. Spiritual principles are in the steps and the traditions. So I have to study this stuff so I understand. And when I share, because I don't want to offend nobody, I'm sharing my story. And that's the good thing about this program, the diversity. Right? We don't compare or judge. We identify in. Okay? So if you do something, the many ways as it is to recover is the many different addicts that we got in Narcotics Anonymous. So don't think you're doing it wrong. You're doing it that you're doing it to get to where you got to get to so the light bulb cuts on in your head. Not in my head. Remember, I got to get the spiritual principles that's going to help me live this step, not you live this step. But if I identify in, we may not have copped from the same people. We may not have used the same drug. But that bottom sure feels familiar. You know what I'm saying? That bottom feels familiar. Feeling lower than a footprint. Can't stand me. Don't like the skin that I'm in. But can't tell nobody. Because I'm 5'8". I got the short man complex, so I got to jump on the biggest dude in the room. And then when I get my ass whooped, all y'all said, you was hanging in there, shorty. You know what I mean? But my butt is whooped. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? Just to get that pat on the back. You was hanging in there. Yeah, man, pick my teeth up. You know what I mean? So, goodwill is like doing service, right? Doing service. And I've been, you know, they said different levels of service. The best service position I ever got, I never got voted in on. I had 38 days clean. My home group used to be the Gut Bucket in Greenbelt, Maryland. I used to go over there, and this guy had to call me. My sponsor said, you know, well, other people were saying, you got to get some service. You want to stay clean. You got to get some service. I said, okay, I'm doing that. You know, I'm doing that too. So what I did was I waited till the meeting was over. And the guy who did the coffee, I waited until he went around the back and got in the closet to put the stuff up. And I went around there and I cornered him and I said, give me the stuff. He said, what? I said, yo, man, give me the stuff. Unask the coffee stuff. I need that. I need that to stay clean. He looked at me, he's like, crazy newcomer here. He had 7 years clean. I took the coffee stuff. That ain't the end. Not with me. Next week, I had a white cloth on the table. I had the coffee set up. I had cookies. I had international creams. And you ever go to the club and the dude would be standing there with the towel in his hand when you do it? I was standing at the end of the table. Like, yeah, go get you some coffee, get you some cookies. My sponsor came in there. I guess somebody told him because he's outside smoking. And he came in. He said, what the hell are you doing? I said, yo, man, look, I hooked it up, man. I hooked it up. He said, man, they want you to make a goddamn coffee. Go sit down. I was like, he hating? Why he hating? I didn't know, but I just wanted to do the best I can. I've never done this before. And I wanted the pain to stop. I wanted to stop hurting inside when nobody else was around. I wanted to stop looking at that like I was July 9th, 1990 with that 44 Magnum up to my head, getting ready to blow my brains out because my mom going to take care of my daughter. Because I didn't want to be here no more. Because I hurt and I didn't know and how to tell people that I hurt. I got that coffee position and I started to make the damn coffee. I let the creams and stuff, you know, until it was gone. I ain't buying no more. And I didn't know that the group's supposed to buy the stuff. I didn't know. So, you know, I ain't had to spend no more money. So I was like, okay, you know, they're going to give me money to get coffee cups and sit my ass down. You know, when you said leave those people alone, that's what I was saying. I need to leave those people alone. You know what I mean? Let them have their process. Stop trying to dictate their recovery. Stop trying to tell them how they need to do service. Stop trying to do all that shit. That's not NA related. You know that bullshit? I need to say, they used to say, use the NA police. What you in here, giving people tickets? You know what I mean? You know, I walk in with my literature because I come to meeting with my literature, especially when if I come to a literature meeting, I need to bring my literature. I need to bring a piece of paper because somebody going to share something that I ain't think about because I identify in. Not that I'm trying to be anything. I'm just trying. No, Brock says, don't say try. I'm doing what I need to do to get to the other side. But I got to have my process and everybody else got to have their process. And I got to allow them. I'm not God. But if somebody asked me, I could tell them how I got from here to there. And then they can say, we ain't doing that shit. You went the wrong way. You know what I mean? Didn't they tell you to leave those people alone? So I got that service position. Now, I've done other ones. And I thought that, you know, like being vice chair of an area, you know, like I'm the vice chair. Is something going on? You need me to come to your meeting? You know what I mean? I'm the vice chair. You know what I mean? For real. Leave those people alone. You know what I mean? I didn't know that I was supposed to be told what to do. That the area goes to the groups and say, what do you need us to do? If we spend your money, we better not make that decision here by ourselves. We better send this back to the groups. If we make a decision that's going to affect Narcotics Anonymous as a whole, we better ask the groups. We're in service for the groups. We had guardians. They was known as the Board of Trustees. They were dismantled in 1995, 96. They were the guardians over our traditions for the world, for NAS, to make sure that our traditions is held up. We don't have them no more. Because we took our eyes off the store. We was too busy at conventions and concentrating on celebration instead of recovery. So in that car, we no longer have that. So we wonder why. We wonder why things are the way they are. Service system, service project? Who put that in? The delegates. Did they ask the groups or the region? No. So y'all going to start reorganizing the service structure and take away from the 106 votes, and when you restructure it, we only will have 92?
We think not.
We took our eyes off the store. Now we got an entity that, now Narcotics Anonymous started in the United States. But everywhere else, all other countries have the USSC assembly. Right? Because they wanted that thing that you ever see in the flat book and then Living Clean, written by addicts for addicts. They wanted that. So everybody's like, that ain't interrelated. You better make it. Because if not, we're going to have people writing our literature that don't, if not even addicts. And I'm like, wait a minute. Is anybody, are y'all listening to the words or the music? Which, what are you listening to? I say I love this program. I'm not going to just say I'm a grateful recovering addict and that's all I'm going to say. I'm going to show I'm going to get in service. I'm going to pick up chairs. I'm going to get on the hug squad. You know what I mean? I'm going to make donation to the newcomer because, I'm like 50 cent past broke. You know what I mean? So I can give a quarter. You know what I'm saying? And I'm going to do because that's what I'm going to do. But I can't tell y'all what to do. Leave those people alone. I don't care how it make you feel. You better make sure your butt do what you're supposed to do. You know what I mean? So we in this goodwill and we in service, right? Now, only esoteric, the small few that know, can see that that pyramid, it's a pyramid on that medallion.
Yes,
it's not a circle with a square in it. It's laying flat. And there's a pyramid that extends up. Yes. It has four sides for that pyramid. Self, service, society, and God. Now, how do I get to that freedom at the top?
Come on.
The steps.
Yes, sir.
The steps. That's what gets you there. The manifestations that you came in, you deal with it in the steps. That don't mean that I'm going to get all freedom, but I'm going to get a little better. I had a guy share at my home group on the eighth step, and he said those character defects, because we used to argue in my network meeting, well, are they removed or arrested? We used to choose sides. He said, they just get back in line. They just get back in line till the next time you pull them out. You forget where you came from. You know what I mean? In 2005, my mother passed. Not good. Not good for this addict. She was the best mother she could be with what she had to work with. I'm talking about a young lady from Savannah, Georgia, ran away when she was 15, third grade education, came to Philadelphia and raised six kids with a husband that was 15 from Florida, ran away, got a third grade education, didn't nobody know nobody in Philadelphia, and came up was a dishwasher. And all they wanted was for us to grow up and be good people. All those spiritual principles we learn in this program, I've heard them in a different form. It usually ended with Jesus behind it.
Come on now.
In 2005, she passed. I didn't know if I was going to make it. It wasn't about using. It was about dying. That's what it was about, dying. My dad, for the first time, that rough exterior dropped. And he came and stayed with me for a while, and he talked to me. And he told me things I never knew. But Dad used to be a professional boxer. He was a big guy. And he got sick. And they cut off both his legs. And I used to go to the hospital, and one day I was up there, and they came to change the sheets. And this big guy, I used to charge people nickels to look at his hands because they were so big. The steering wheel used to disappear when he had his hands on the steering wheel. And I used to charge people a nickel when he get drunk. It was on the basement couch and his hands be hanging off. And now I have a line out the back door because I was hustling. Right? And they come in and look at his hands and give me your nickel. Come on. They say, yeah, he got some big hands. And I had to pick him up off the bed in my arms like one of my 15 grandchildren and hold him in my arms. 2 weeks later, he passed. Okay, mom's going, dad's going. You know, only thing got me through was when my mom passed, they told me, you are her. She's not going nowhere. She's inside of you. You're walking her. You're the walking her now. Would she want to give it up? Not at all. And a lot of y'all know my brother Ulysses. When he passed, he had 18 years. And he was my big brother. He was 8 years older than me. He was a gang leader in Philly, all that stuff. So I used to get vibes. I had no identity in Philly. They called me Little Him. Right? And I used to get vibes and didn't have to fight because I was his brother. And when he came down here, I had a year clean. He had just got clean, and they used to call him Little Rob. He was fucked up. He was like, I said, well, how's it feel not to have an identity? You know what I mean? Little Rob. You know what I mean? And in 2009, he passed. My idol. And then in 2013, when I was in treatment, I met this young lady. Everybody said we was going to use. And we stuck it and hung it out. Other couples, a couple here now, used to come to me and say, man, you know, we idolize ourselves behind y'all in recovery. And everywhere I went, she went. So being down here in Ocean City is a hard time. Right? And 2013, she passed. That was the last straw. I had to go seek some outside help. because it was just too much for me to bear. See, sometimes we're the only symbol a person is going to see. We're the only symbol. So a lot of times, leave those people alone, but give those people what they need. Because these newcomers and people coming in now, they say it's different. We don't. It ain't like we used to, because we stopped doing what we were supposed to be doing. Okay? We have to let them know in a loving and caring way. We can't give it to them, sit down, shut up, you know, because they ain't there. You know, just like, you know, we used to get fair fights. People ain't fair fighting no more. They shooting. Well, now, you know, you can't go to a newcomer and tell them, sit down, shut up, you know, yeah, we want to know, get high, we'll call it. No, you can't do that. They might slide you. You know what I'm saying? So, we got to come up, baby. Come here. Come on, sit down with me. Hey, can I pick you up for a meeting? Hey, you know, and then hold a conversation with them and say, hey, you know, about that thing, you know what I mean? This is what I learned. That's all. This is what I learned. Only what I learned. So the symbol for me, y'all, and I'm going to say this, I got 1 minute? Okay, 1 minute. My anniversary is July 10th. I like to celebrate it. My homegirl haven't asked him yet on July 12th. A guy just celebrated a year, and he had his mother come and or his wife's mother come and say something. And I remember when my mom used to come down, she used to bring sweet potatoes, macaroni and cheese, greens, collard greens, and smoked turkey wings and to the meeting. And then she'll stand up there and talk. And I was so stupid sitting there going, she breaking tradition. You know what I mean? With my stupid ass. I wish she could come and say something and break a tradition now. You know what I mean? So he had her speak, and I wanted to tell him so bad because he was squirming and looking. I said, man, let her talk. Let her talk, damn it. You know what I mean? So I was like, well, I want my sister, because, you know, it's 25 years, a quarter of a century, and it's a big thing. And, you know, I want my sister to give me my medallion, and I wanted to say something. So, you know, I had to go and consult open and closed meetings. I was like, if it's an open meeting, I'm good. So I looked in the thing, and it's an open meeting. But then I read the open and closed bulletin, and it said closed meetings are for addicts and people who think they have a problem. Open meetings for addicts, people who think they got a problem, judges, and family members. But sharing is limited to recovering addicts only. That's what it says. When you go to NA.org and go to service and go to bulletins, it's right there. So I'm like stuck again. I'm like, do I break tradition? Probably so. So, you know, I'm faced with that dilemma, but I got to go back to their home group when they have their meeting, because I made it sound like they wasn't following Narcotics Anonymous, and I knew and they didn't know. So I got to go back and apologize. My name is Rob. Thanks for letting me speak.